the reality on the ground is that people are losing jobs every day. In fact, I was working on our own statistics yesterday when I just realized that the first 4 months, January, February, March, and April, we have 1,891 people who have lost their jobs. And the sectors affected is motor industry, timber, cement, engineering, agriculture, security, mining, and furniture. So, really, it would appear like the colleagues in politics don't have a solution.
At the end of the day, Mr. Moyo, do you think that this is a crisis?
It's a crisis which I think the politicians have to take it seriously. Unfortunately, when you meet colleagues outside Zimbabwe, a sort of a distorted impression is being given that things are normalizing in this country. And when we talk about these developments, people believe that we are not patriotic. We are supposed not to be talking about these things. I was outside the country in the past month during the ILO conference, and a lot of people were talking about things in Zimbabwe normalizing, when actually Zimbabwe is in a crisis. But I think it's high time for the politicians to reverse their decisions they have taken over the years, especially laws relating to investment, so that we invest, we attract a lot of investors in this country. Or local investors can now plow their resources to projects which can generate jobs. We are in a crisis which we don't want to accept.